Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Walls Do Talk. I'm your host, Gabrielle Weimer, and today I want to share a story with you about a creepy hotel experience that I had. This story takes place a few years back, and it's summertime, and me and my good friend decide we want to take a girls' trip just for the weekend to go get away and relax. So we decide to go to Scottsdale, Arizona, and melt away in the sun. So we get out there and we check into our resort. It's an amazing, beautiful resort. And we immediately, you know, get our bikinis on and we're straight to the pool. So that day we're enjoying drinks at the pool. We're enjoying drinks at the bar. We're making our way through the resort. We check out the restaurant. And then by the evening, we're back in our rooms getting ready for a night out. If anyone's been to Scottsdale and hit up Whiskey Row, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a great place full of nightlife with bars, music, and good food. So we get out there and we're enjoying ourselves, we're drinking, we're dancing, we're meeting people, and we're wrapping the night up around 12:30. So we decide to make our way back to our hotel room. We get back to the hotel room. My friend, she's had way too much to drink and she is done. Immediately she gets to the room and knocks out. Me, on the other hand, I have a lot of energy, so I decided to take a long shower. I get out of the shower. I wrap myself in this nice fuzzy leopard robe that the resort has for us, and I'm putting my face lotion on. I'm in the zone. And then all of a sudden, I hear a knock at the door. And I look at my cell phone, and it's 1:30 in the morning. And I don't say anything. And then I hear the knock again, and I hear room service. And I immediately answer like, oh, sorry, you have the wrong room. We didn't order any room service. And he goes, no, ma'am, I have the right room. And he repeats our room number. And he says, I have a entree here for this room. And so again, I'm like, no, I didn't order anything. You have the wrong room. And he says, no, ma'am, I have the right. He's getting argumentative with me. I have the right room. So I immediately run up to the door and I peep through the hole. And I can see there's a guy standing there. He has a black shirt on, a couple of the buttons are unbuttoned, and I can see his chest hair popping out. He's holding a silver tray with a lid on it, and he has a pair of black latex gloves. So I tell the guy, drop the tray at the bottom of the door and leave. And I can see he kind of like stalls. He's like, what? And I repeat myself. I'm like, put the tray at the bottom of the door and leave. So he puts the tray down, and then he kind of just stands there for 10 seconds. And now my heart's pounding. And I know that there's something wrong with the situation, but I'm also been drinking a lot, so I'm just really not with it. But I know not to open the door, so I'm staring. And then finally, he makes his way down the hall. And I watch him, and he exits our floor. He goes outside. And I just stay there for about 3 minutes with my eye glued to the little peephole just to make sure that he's really gone. So after 3 more minutes, I immediately open up the door, I grab the tray, slide it in, slam the door shut. I look over my roommate, she's still passed out cold. She's no help. So I lift the tray, and inside the tray is a beautiful display of desserts. There's cheesecake, tiramisu, there's some sort of souffle, there's these beautiful strawberries kind of filleted open with this raspberry sauce drizzled on top. I'm like, wow, jackpot. So I grab a fork and I start eating, and it's absolutely delicious. So then I close the lid and I go to bed. The next morning, I do wake up. I wasn't poisoned. I'm not groggy. I feel great. And as soon as my friend wakes up, I go, hey, did you order room service last night? And she goes, no, why? I'm like, because somebody brought a beautiful dessert platter to our room. She's like, what? I'm like, there was a beautiful dessert platter. Here it is. And she goes, Gabby, you better not have eaten that. I don't want to get charged. I'm like, hey, we'll figure it out. I'm like, but you know, the strange thing is the guy had black latex gloves on. And she immediately sits up and looks at me. And she goes, you ate a dessert delivered by a guy with black latex gloves on? You opened the damn door for a guy that had black latex gloves on? Are you stupid? I'm like, no. I know. I kind of messed up, but he left and I made sure it was safe and the dessert was great. I said, don't worry. Let's get to the front desk and I'll figure it out. Let me do the talking. Because now, finally, my crime scene investigative skills have now clicked in place. My alcohol has now worn off and I'm in investigative mode. So we make our way down to the hotel lobby and I speak with the concierge. I said, hi, really quick question. Do you guys do room service? Yes, we do. I'm like, what time do you start? serving room service. She goes, generally the orders stop at 11. Kitchen is now closed, but we do our last orders at 11 p.m. I'm like, excellent. So do you just, you wouldn't be serving a you know, a dessert platter at 1:30 in the morning? She's like, absolutely not. Kitchen's closed down. Next question. Do you guys give complimentary dessert platters? She's like, I guess if you prearrange it, why do you have something special you need to plan? I said, no. And then I proceed to give her our room number. I said, can you check and make sure that we don't have anything ordered to our room as far as room service goes? Definitely. So she brings up our room number and she goes, no, there's no charges on here. And so I go, last question, may I please speak with your head chef? And she said, sure, I'll bring him on out. So the head chef comes on out and says, hi, ma'am, how can I help you? I said, hi, I had a quick question regarding gloves. She said, okay, was there, you know, something wrong with the food? I said, no, nothing like that. But when your staff prepares food, do they wear latex gloves? She said, no, not really. We use finger condoms, just a piece of latex you put over when you get a cut. He said, but other than that, that's it. So I say, you wouldn't be having black latex gloves on your hands while you're prepping the food or anywhere in your kitchen. He goes, absolutely not. No. I said, thank you so much. That was it. So after that, we get into this taxi service that the hotel offers. It's a shuttle service, actually, that they offer their guests. It's amazing. This nice shuttle service takes you wherever you want to go, and it's all complimentary. So we get in, and we start talking to the young man that's driving. Great guy, but I start probing him a little bit. I said, hey, how are you doing? What's it like working here? And he proceeds to say, man, I love working here. I've been working here for about 7 years now. And there's a little tight knit group of all of us guys that have been working here together for a long time. I think each of us have been together here for at least 6 to 7 years. And immediately red flags pop up all over. Because right then and there, you have a club of guys that has worked together for a long time and they work a 24-hour operation. So I never did get to the bottom of who was at the, you know, at outside our door with that dessert platter. There was some certain things, obviously, that during our my little mini investigation did pop up to me. But I, to this day, still kick myself in the butt for never saying anything. We have a term in law enforcement or a saying, and it says, if you see something, say something. Meaning if you see something suspicious, tell your local law enforcement agency so we can investigate it properly. I saw something and I didn't say anything. So my hopes in sharing this story is maybe somebody out there had a similar experience. Did any of you ever come across a weird, creepy hotel experience where someone in the middle of the night shows up at your hotel door with black latex gloves on, maybe just, you know, serving you some sort of dessert platter? Anyone out there, if you do have a creepy hotel story and you would like to share it with me, please go ahead and email me at info@thewallsdotalk.com. I'd love to hear your story. I'd love to share your story on here. Till then, stay safe. If you see something, say something. Have a good night.